Welcome to the Social Media Help My Hype Show on Word of Mom Radio. I'm your host, Janice Clark, and today we're going to be talking about Instagram. Now, more specifically, we're going to be talking about what to post. That's always one of the biggest questions I get from clients, how to get maximum engagement on the platform, and how to use it to hit your sales goals. If you're a business owner and you're using Instagram, you probably aren't using it just to get likes and feel good about yourself. You have a purpose in mind. And so we're going to spend a little time talking about that today as well. Lots and lots to cover. So I'm going to go ahead and jump right in. First of all, no matter what type of business you have, whether you're selling a product or a service, your audience, your ideal customer is absolutely on Instagram. Here are some statistics, and this is from Omnicore Agency. Instagram has 1 billion active users per month, and that's increased by about 25% from 2018. 6 in 10 online adults have Instagram accounts. 32% of all internet users are on Instagram. 59% of internet users between 18 and 29 use Instagram, and 33% of internet users between 30 and 49 use Instagram. So, and according to Wired, there are about 4.2 billion likes on that platform. The really good news is the majority of Instagram users follow a business. About 80% of Instagram users are following a business. So if your goal is to market your business to get more clients and referrals and gain more sales, then yes, you are absolutely in the right place with Instagram. Now, it can sometimes seem like you're wading through water on Instagram. You just can't seem to get more followers, or you can't seem to stand out, get visibility, and I get it. The only real way to grow a real following on Instagram is to improve your feed. To get your current followers, you know, really engaged and to get new followers, to really get the visibility you're looking for, your content needs to fall into one of the following categories, and preferably lots of these categories. It's got to be entertaining, instructional, educational, inspirational, motivational. It's got to be useful. It's got to be something that your audience is looking for. And it's great to post content that's going to get likes and engagement. But as business owners, we want to post content that's going to get people to buy. And in order to do that, you've got to do a few things. And the first thing you've got to do is to post the right content. A lot of us fall into a pattern sometimes. You've got to get something up. You've just got to make a post and you get something up and it's not great and there's no real plan behind it. But, you know, you have to get 3 posts up this week or 5 posts up this week, and we end up just posting to be posting. You have 2 goals on Instagram. Create content that gets engagement because you want those algorithms engaged. You want them to notice you. You want them to share you to help build your account. But your second goal is to make money. Don't forget that in order to be successful, you've got to hit both goals. And I know I hear a lot of people say, oh, the soft numbers don't mean anything, likes and comments. Well, they certainly don't earn you money, but you very often need them on your way to earning money. So just something to keep in mind. They're not the last metrics that you want to track, but they should be among some of the first you're looking at to determine how your account is doing. So let's talk about the content. The content you create needs to prime your audience to buy. Types of content. The ways that you can prime that audience is, first of all, post content that helps you build authority in your space. So, for example, you can make posts debunking industry myths. You know, look at what some of your competitors are doing or what others are recommending in the industry that you don't agree with. And debunk some of those myths. Another way to really build your authority is to post Consider some of the mistakes that your prospects and clients make and post that. You know, the top five mistakes, the top three things people are doing wrong as it pertains to this thing in your industry. And carousel posts on Instagram are a great way to showcase these and make a little snackable bit of content. You can also post, hot tips. That certainly helps build your authority. Hot tips, breaking news, latest information, things your audience didn't know they didn't know. Share these things, and they all go towards building your authority. Post content that helps to shift your audience's mindset and their beliefs. Content that helps to remove limiting beliefs. So when you're brainstorming your content, plan it out and ask yourself, what are some things that are really stopping my prospects from moving forward with me? What doubt do they currently experience? What are they afraid of? What do they need to see here? What do they have to feel in order to really be ready to take that next step with me? These are some great quote opportunities, quote photos. You know, those who know me know how much I love quote photos. So this is a wonderful opportunity to post some motivation to help remove those limiting beliefs, to help them get past the fear and the uncertainty and be courageous and take a chance. So that's one way to do it. Another type of content to help shift their mindset and beliefs are something to help strengthen their beliefs. You know, and this takes some planning. You know, these are things that I'm talking about that you really have to know your audience, understand what they're looking for, understand who they are and what their struggles are. And for most of our clients, they've done their homework, they've done the legwork, they know their audience. But if you haven't, if you're just getting started, if this is all very new to you, really, really dig in and get to know your audience so you'll be able to share all of these things with a lot more authority. So strengthening their beliefs, what struggles are they facing right now that you may have personally overcome or that you have clients who've overcome, you have experience in helping people overcome it? What transformations have you seen in other people that you could share to help motivate this audience? This is a great place for testimonials, social proof, before and after stories, some really great ways to help strengthen your audience's belief and help move them towards a place where they're ready to buy from you. Content that addresses objections. This is another great thing. Content that focuses on the benefits of working with you. It could be, simple one-liner, sharing some of the benefits that you offer. Share testimonials, address your audience's direct fears. So all of these things can really help go ahead and address their objections. And of course, you don't want a newsfeed full of any one type of content. You really want to mix this up, plan your content out so that you're building authority, you're shifting their mindset, and you're addressing their objections. And all of this type of content is content that's really going to go toward helping you meet the goal of making sales. Now, make a plan when you're planning out this content. Write it down. Know what you need to create and when. Know what you need. Make a list. Set yourself up a little calendar. This week, I know I need to make some posts. So I need something about busting myths in the industry. I need something about common mistakes, something about limited beliefs. I need something to inspire. I need some hot tips. I need to share some social proof. I need to address some objections. With your goals in mind of getting engagement, of hitting those algorithms, and of making the sales that you need to make, sit down, create yourself a calendar, and plan out your content. Canva is one of my favorite tools, and I'll be sharing a few tools with you later. Canva is just one of my favorite tools, though, as far as creating these little short, snackable graphics that you can use. You can very quickly and very easily put together these little graphics. And once you have this list of the types of content, you can easily create those over there. So one more thing to keep in mind as you're creating your graphics, as you're putting things together to share in your feed this week, is that you're going to be putting a description into these posts. you're going to be saying something to your audience with each of these graphics, keep your calls to action in mind and don't be afraid to give them a call to action. Ask them to share your post, like your post. Again, we're going to be talking about calls to action a little further in the second half of our show. But give them a call to action. Ask them to leave you a comment. Ask them to share the post. And give them a secondary call to action. In order to move them from, again, the algorithms will be helped when you ask them to share, when they share, when they like, when they comment. The algorithms will love you for that. But you want to also make sales. So go ahead and put a PS at the end of your description and say, oh, hey, by the way, you know, if you really want to know more about this topic, put the link in my bio, come over here and register for my free class on whatever it is that you happen to be offering. You know, P.S. If you really like this, you're going to love my my latest challenge. Come over here, click the link in my bio, and, register for that wherever it is that you're sending them to register. So don't be afraid to ask for two different things. People tend to be very obedient. They tend to do exactly what you ask them to. So, create your graphics, lay it all out, decide what you want to say with each graphic, create your two calls to action to get the likes, to get the comments, to get the shares, whatever it is that your first call to action is going to be, and then you'll use your second call to action to get them off of Instagram, onto your website, and into your email list, where you will be able to share with them and connect with them and offer value and promote on a regular basis. That's it for the first half of our show. Now we're going to pause just for a few minutes so I can catch my breath and also so we can hear from some fabulous sponsors. So we'll be right back.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than one in four children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
From the beach to a ball game, from your office to a locker, StadiumBags.com has the clear bags for you. Don't let our name fool you. We are not just for sports fans. The great thing about our bags is, yes, they meet the size requirements for pro and college sports. More importantly, they have the quality, versatility, and style that will stand up to years of use. You can feel free to clean your bags with the solvents that are going to keep the germs away from your home and your personal belongings and still make safety and convenience coexist. So find us at StadiumBags.com. You'll see why we are your clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
So we're back on the Social Media Help Not Hype Show on Word of Mom Radio. And again, I'm your host, Janice Clark, and today we are talking all about Instagram. And I have a ton of information to share. I feel like I'm zooming through this call. It took me a while to put this together because there is so much information I wanted to share with you. There's so many things. We're working this platform for quite a few of our clients, and I was trying to pick out the pieces that I felt like would be most valuable to you. So the first part of the show, we really talked about content. What types of things you can post and your goals. You know, we all have goals. We need to make the algorithms love us because you need those, you need them to help boost your visibility and get you in front of more new people. So we're also trying to make sales. So it's not all about the likes and the engagement. So next, we are going to be delving a little bit deeper into Instagram. You know, Instagram is really no longer just a photo feed. For years, we struggled figuring out how service businesses could use Instagram, but the reality is these days, it's a great platform regardless of what you have to sell, whether it is a physical product or if it's a service. If you really want maximum engagement on this platform, you've got to appeal to the algorithm. You've got to hit your sales goals. You need to make the most out of everything it has to offer. Posting a variety of content, and we talked about the types of content the first half of our show. You know, use the swipe or the carousel post. Use videos, images, text updates, stickers, polls, everything. Use a good variety of content, and they do offer a lot of different things you can use. Instagram stories. Make use of the Instagram stories. Don't just post in the newsfeed and neglect the other parts of the platform. Instagram Live, you know, go live every once in a while. If you're comfortable, and hopefully if you're on Instagram, you're comfortable in front of the camera, you know, do a live broadcast every once in a while. Use your feed in Instagram to post some longer comments. You know, I'm seeing more and more people use that feed almost like blog posts, sharing a great image, and then in the description, really digging into the subject matter they want to cover. Also, Instagram TV, and this is what we're really going to be focusing on the second half of the show here, and I'm going to tell you why in a second. You know, Instagram TV, you want to think YouTube, but it's on Instagram. And, of course, you know, your videos aren't going to show up in the Google search results, but you get basically your own TV platform. Now, if you're serious, if you're really serious about getting more engagement, then Instagram TV is a great place to start. You know, think about each one of the parts of Instagram, whether it's Instagram Live or your story feed or your general feed. There's a separate team at Instagram that handles each and every one of these areas. And at the moment, for today, Instagram TV is the favored child. And you know what happens when you play with the favored child? You're going to see the algorithms benefiting you. So IGTV is a great place to really boost your visibility for Instagram. And there's some other incredible reasons to use Instagram TV. And now you can use it in your newsfeed, which is huge. And it looks just like any other feed post, but it directs people back to your Instagram TV feed. You can use it in stories. You can use it as long-form content. And let's look at just some of the recent updates. For Instagram TV, they now offer, and this is really exciting, they now offer clickable links. And everyone has the ability to post a clickable link in the description, which just basically shows up as a caption on your feed. The clickable link in the description of IGTV, I believe it's now available to everyone. All of our clients now have it. So, and that's, you know, quite a few, and everyone I've talked to seems to have it. So I believe this is something that's rolled out to everyone. You don't have to have 10,000 followers or meet any special criteria. So you can put a clickable link right there in the description on Instagram TV. You can do custom thumbnails. You know, the next thing you want to know is that custom thumbnails make it really easy for you to take any piece of content, even your Instagram stories from your archives, and create a custom thumbnail that really grabs your customers' attention. Tell them what your content is about, and makes your feed look nice and fresh so it doesn't just look like 20 pictures of you from the shoulders up. You can really create some neat thumbnails. You can now resize your thumbnails, and again, that's really huge. It used to be a real pain to do that, and it's much easier now. You can create playlists and a series, and this is one of my favorite things, and I've really been playing with this a lot recently. IGTV loves it when you put your videos in a series. So let's say you have several different topics that you cover in your business. Most of us, you know, have different areas that we talk about. It doesn't make sense to record an hour-long video discussing all of them at once. Nobody's going to listen to it. Create an Instagram series. And I might say, okay, so this is session one in my Instagram series on Instagram. and that makes people click on the next one. Because if they see the first one and they like it, they want number two in the series. They want number three in the series. And they really start binge watching your content. It's kind of like Netflix content. You know, when you find, your favorite new Netflix and you're like, oh, wait, you know, there's a half a dozen of these or there's a dozen of these and I want to watch them all. And they start watching more and more of your content. You can really get people to binge watch your content on IGTV. Preview autoplay. Now, this is huge. This autoplays when you share it to your stories. And it autoplays when it's posted to your Instagram feed. You can auto post it to your feed with just a click of a button, and it can be both vertical or horizontal. Preview autoplay is really, I keep saying, one of my favorite features, but there are so many new, really amazing features, especially on IGTV. Instagram Live, you can easily convert these into IGTVs now. And it's actually launching, Instagram is launching the ability to allow ads on long-form content. Now, this is something most people don't have this yet, but it is coming, that you're going to be able to start monetizing content. Again, another exciting way that we can contribute to those sales goals. So marketing on Instagram TV. Here are some things you really need to do if you want maximum visibility. First thing is create those eye-catching thumbnails we talked about. You know, I see so many people not taking advantage of this. It is an extra step, takes a little time. Most people just grab the headshot of themselves and move on. But then you have an entire feed that looks exactly alike. You can really take, again, Canva. I go back to Canva because it's one of my favorite tools. You can take that and create some really nice eye-catching thumbnails to make each individual piece of your content really stand out. Next, get to the point in your videos. You know, if you want people to watch when you start creating the video, when you create this piece of content, don't spend the first minute going, okay, let's see, I'm going to just wait for a few more people. And I'm really happy to be here, Doug. I'm really excited, and I've got a lot to share. And you spend too much time doing that, and they're going to be gone. People are very impatient. And they're not going to sit around and wait while you get ready. So be ready to go when you start recording your videos. Use the titles in these videos. The title appears as part of your caption. So it appears as actually the first sentence of your caption. So rather than giving the video a traditional title, try making the title a question that's pertinent to your video. So put the question on the thumbnail, and if I post a question in the title section, most people are going to answer that question. They answer the question, and that gets me the engagement, and the algorithms favor me, things start looking up on my account. So keep that in mind. Don't try it. Experiment a little bit, and I'd love to hear how it works out for you. But post your next video. Use the title as a question or something pertinent to the video instead of just the general video title. Now, if you've got a video longer than a minute, give people a reason right up front. Tell them what you're talking about. Jump right in. Tell them what you're talking about. And then give them a reason to watch all the way to the end. Tell them, watch to the end, and I'm going to be sharing, my five-point process to do something. Whatever it is that your video is about, whatever it is you're going to be sharing, go ahead and give them a reason to keep watching all the way to the end. The greater percentage of your content that you can get people to finish, the more favorably this will perform for you in the algorithm. And again, that's one of our goals. We really want to make sure those algorithms love us. Include a call to action. I know I mentioned this earlier, but I'm going to give you some specific ones too. Tell people what you want them to do. Ask them to share this. Tell them specifically, you see that little heart down there? Go ahead and click on it. Tap it. Send me a DM. Share this with a friend. Or click my name, and that's going to take you to my profile, where you're going to find the links, you're going to get my number, tell them where to go and what to do. Ask them to leave you a comment. Tell them, this is the first video in the series, so stay tuned. I've got several more planned, or this is number one, be sure to look for number two. Give them something to do. Click the link in the description, and don't forget, you have to be watching the full Instagram TV video for the link to be clickable. So IGTV does allow for clickable links, but they have to be watching the full video and not just the little preview. Use hashtags, but do it, try it this way. Don't just put them in the description. Take your hashtags and put them in the first comment after you post your video. So prepare your hashtags in advance, get them ready, and then leave a comment right after your video with your hashtag. Promote it everywhere. Promote it to Facebook. Put it in your Instagram story. Don't just share it. You know, put it right up in there. You need to put it in the Instagram feed. Truly, get your content out there. Get it everywhere. Repurpose it on YouTube. Oh, I knew I was missing something there. Repurpose it over onto YouTube. Make sure, you know, content takes some time to create. So certainly, you know, you want to get the most out of it and make it fun. You know, life's too short not to enjoy everything you're doing. So share the best of your content, share the best of you, and your potential customers are absolutely going to love it. A couple more real quick little things as we are wrapping up. If you've ever wondered how to add cute fonts to your bio and caption, there's a tool I like to use, and it's a site called igfonts.io from your mobile browser. Write your post, select your text, and choose from the list of fonts, and you can just copy and paste. And then I promised you a few of my favorite tools for Instagram. Hashtagify, great for finding hashtags. AutoHash, which actually will suggest hashtags by looking at your images. Later, which is great for scheduling and posting. Canva, I know I've mentioned that already a few times. ShortStack, if you're running contests and giveaways. And PhotoSplit, if you want to take one of your images, divide it up into a large grid, and post to Instagram. So that is all for today. I really hope you've gotten some benefit from this. You can find me on Instagram at Janice M. Clark. You can also find me on Facebook at Biz M Solutions, on Twitter, on YouTube. I'm all over the place, and I'm sure Dory will have my links right here for you. Guys, it has been just great being here with you again. You have a great day, and I'll see you next time.
She is sure. She is strong. She